My guest now for this last hour, if you'd like to speak with her, the call-in number, we pay for the call, 888-77-JESSE. Jesse is without the I. That's 888-77-53773. Lines are wide open. Pastor Kim Daniels is my guest for this last hour. She is the founder of Spoken Word Ministry. And is that Limberly Daniels Ministry International? And we're going to find out about that and other questions that I have for the pastor. Pastor Daniels, thank you for coming on. Good morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
All is well. I appreciate you coming on today.
Oh, it's a blessing. Every time I get to share the gospel, it blesses me, and I thank God for being able to bless other people.
All right. You're married with 6 children, I read.
Yes, I am.
That's amazing. How old are the oldest to the youngest is what?
Well, I have a son that will be 28 in September. He plays football for the New York Giants, all the way down to I have identical 9-year-old twins, Elijah and Elisha.
How do you have time to be a wife, mother, and minister?
Because everybody is involved, and that makes it real easy when everybody's involved.
Oh, your kids are involved in the ministry as well?
Yeah. Well, you know what? In the vision, you know, because, you know, like my son, you know, he played, of course, he played professional football, so there's a lot he can't do, but. And my children, they have their activities. They act and model and all of that. But they're so in love with the ministry and the church, and they love what their mom and dad do. So they're involved in heart. So whatever we have to do, you know, it makes way for that because they're excited about it.
Is your husband a minister?
Oh, most definitely. We minister although I'm the, you know, apostle of our church.
All right.
We minister as a team and... Yeah, he my husband ministered to men all over the world, and he also heads up, you know, all of our deliverance ministry and prayer ministry at the church.
So you're over your husband at your church, though. You're the head of the church.
Yeah, when I married him, I was already pastoring the church.
Oh, I see. I want to ask this, and I'm asking because it's something that I would never do. What kind of man would marry a woman who is the head of a church and allow this woman to be over him? What type of man would allow that?
Well, the type of man that would do that is one who knows who he is. See, my husband was an ex-drug dealer, and he was on his way to life in prison. All the guys that he was with,
right,
they're doing life in prison. And when he ran in contact with this woman, she changed his life. So he's not bound by religious spirits that would even think that way, because I guess, you know, if you had a choice, would you rather be... and really, I'm in the ministry walking side by side with him. I just happen to be the pioneer.
Right.
And when someone changes your life like that, my husband had houses with many women. My husband was a womanizer. So he's not the kind of man that would just, like, have a woman over him. Because me and my husband were drug dealers when we were in college a long time ago.
Yeah, I read that.
When I met him, my husband had houses with 5 and 6 different women in them. So he definitely is not that kind of man. He's not the kind of man you can run.
Right.
But he's the kind of man that will submit to God. And if God tells him to get under a dog, he'll do that.
And so God told him to get under you?
Well, no, God told him to marry me. And the bottom line is, it wasn't so much as getting under, his life was being saved.
Oh, okay.
You know, right now I minister to his friends that are doing 2 life sentences right now.
Right.
When he came and got with me, most of his friends went to do death row or life sentences because of the type of life they were living.
Uh-huh.
And this is just not limited to a man that will be living that kind of life. But the bottom line is, there's no male and female in the spirit, because there's a lot of men that women are under that are gay, that are womanizers, that are on their way to hell. So I really think that when we're going to get up under somebody, we better not do it by the flesh. We better find out what we're getting up under, because there's a lot of stuff that folk are up under male ministers that they ought not to be up under.
You know, the reason I would never do it, now when I was weak and out of it, I would do it. But since I've changed from that, I would never do it because I noticed that men who are under women, and I see it in the homes too, where mothers are over the homes, the men the women, the girls become angry and out of control, and the men become soft and angry.
Okay, well, let me say this to you.
And because, that's why I would never
submit to that. I know, but my point is to you, I appreciate your view on that, but you've been hanging out with the wrong one. Because if you meet my husband, you'll understand that he ain't soft. And he's a real man will obey God.
But not a woman. But a real man
will. And my children are very healthy, and my children are saved and love the Lord, and all my children know who they are. So the order of God, there's a lot that we have to deal with here.
Yes.
But the bottom line is that I think that we need to deal with it by the Spirit and not by the flesh, not by culture, and not by what people have taught.
The spiritual order, Pastor, and I don't know if you agree with this or not, but according to the Bible, the spiritual order of God is God in Christ, Christ over man. I mean, God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. That is the order.
Okay, but do you agree with that? You limited that. What I would agree with is that's up and down, but what about sideways? You're just doing it up and down, okay?
There is no sideways.
You going to let me finish? There's... The Bible says that man is the head of his wife, not
right.
a woman.
Right.
So in my house, my husband is the head, and it is beyond me that people will believe that you can't run a ministry and not let your husband be the head of the house. And really,
what do you mean by let him be the head of the house? I mean, a woman don't have to let a man be the head.
No, but that's what I'm trying to say. Yes, they do have to. That's what submission is.
No, but not because she's letting him to be the head. What you may not realize, and maybe you do, is that a real man of God, because of God's Spirit working through him, his wife has no other choice but to become the head.
I don't agree with that. There's two way, because you know what? First of all, the Bible says you got to submit one to another. And there's so many men that are not submitted to God. And I would be fearful if I was a woman following a man that wasn't submitted to God. So in the whole order, there's a whole lot of things that have to be put in place. Okay, number one, is that man submitted to God? And number two, that's what you need to go and look up the definition of submission. Just because a man is who he is in the spirit, and if he married a wrong woman with the wrong kind of spirit on her, that don't make him the head because he married her. She has to submit to that headship or their house is going to be full of hell.
I understand that you're right in what you're saying, but what I know for a fact is that if a man love was right, if he loved God more than he loved himself.
Yeah, but see, you're talking about.
Hold on a minute. If he loved God more than he loved himself or his wife, when that woman come into his life and she is filled with hell, he's going to love that hell out of her and not the hell in her. So she'll be able to overcome it.
You know what? I think the real thing is that when we're dealing with marriage, I guess when I don't have the problem, see, because we cast out demons.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? I do warfare and cast out demons. I don't have time to be distracted by issues about a man and a woman, because when me and my husband got together, we were in agreement on how things would be. He has his house, his children are stable, but I still have a ministry that will not be hindered by what people think. Because what I'm saying to you is that God knew that he put me with a man that would support me and lift up my arms, because not only that man, but see, the proof is in the pudding. I have a church full of men who were ex-homosexuals, ex-drug addicts, ex-this and ex-that. I mean, matter of fact, several months ago, you know, I've had drug dealers throwing away millions of dollars coming in serving God, getting up under a woman, because they're not following body parts. They're not following what's between our legs. They're following the spirit, and if you know what's going on in the spirit, then you know that these men need to be set free, and they're not bound by culture or even by what men think. Because when the order is set in and people are getting set free, that's all that matters. And a lot of times, ministry cannot go forth because of chauvinism. Or this false male thing where men are saying what a man should do.
Let me ask you this, Reverend, because of time, and you have a lot to say, and I appreciate that. In the beginning, Adam had a relationship with his father, and the father saw that, you know what, Adam needs a woman. And so he created this woman, and this woman was subject to Adam as Adam was subject to the father. The woman, according to the scripture, gave in to the devil. She believed a lie that she could be like Adam. She could be a god too. And with that nature,
she said she believed she could be like Adam or like God.
She believed that she could be a god, like God.
Okay, but
because she
like
believed
Adam.
Because she believed a lie from the serpent, right?
Okay.
And so the devil made her turn away from her husband and turn away from the husband's father. And as a result, she took on the nature of that devil, a deceiver. Mm-hmm. And she was able to seduce Adam away from the father. And so that is
okay,
what's happening today.
She
seduced Adam because she now has the serpent's nature, a lie nature, right?
Well, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, let me just finish it. You tell me if it's true or not, and then ask the question. And so Adam was seduced by this woman who now had the nature of the devil, a lie nature, right? And as a result, we fell away from grace. Is that true? Did the Bible say that, and is that true?
Okay, can I answer now?
Well, hold your answer. I need to take a break, and I don't want you to start, and then I have to cut you off.
Okay, then. All right.
888-77-53773. 888-77-JESSE. Lines are wide open. Pastor Kim Daniel is with me. And we're going to tell you how to get in touch with a church, too. We're going to take a break and be back in a moment. Okay, we're back. Jesse Lee Peterson is here, heard around the world by everybody and their mama. I appreciate you tuning in. 888-775-3773. We pay for the call. Pastor Kim Daniels is my guest. Pastor, I ask, is it true that the serpent seduced the woman, deceived her, and took her away from her husband, turned her away from the husband, and she, in return, turned him away from his father by lying to him and telling him that he could be like God, too, and now we're catching hell? Is that true?
I would like to say that is truth, but it's a part of the truth, and that's kind of how we get an error, because error is part truth, and I would say it's a part of the truth and not the entire truth.
What is the entire?
I probably better if I could just keep talking and say it, because I probably forget what I'm trying to say. So if we want to deal with the diagnosis of the problem, which is the manifestations, then that's good what you're saying. But there's a word called epignosis, which gets to the root of a thing. And that's what we need to do, get the root. We need to start with the fact that God never spoke to Eve. He gave the instructions to the head, and the deception wasn't just on the woman. The deception was on the household. And when the man of God did not, because God gave him orders, and the fact that she seduced him wasn't just her bondage, but it was his. It wasn't just Eve's ability to seduce him, but it was his ability to be seduced, because he walked with God and he was there with God. He knew God before he knew Eve. So I really think that the issue is with both, because it didn't say that woman fell, but mankind fell.
I know, but
so
we all suffer.
Let me give you an example.
Let me add to that, Reverend. Then just hold on one moment. I just want to respond, and then you can move on. If Adam had not given in to Eve, Eve would have been subject to the devil, but not Adam.
But
we are only suffering because the man.
I know, but let me say this to you.
Believed a lie.
This example: I used to smoke crack, and I was a whore and a prostitute.
I read that.
Okay, all right. So, if
why
I
were you like that?
God,
why were you like that?
Okay, no. Let me. Can I please finish what
go
I'm
ahead.
Saying?
Okay? Yeah, go ahead.
Because apparently you're trying to prove a point that's really not going well and being proven. Okay? So what I want to say to you is I was a whore and a prostitute, okay? Now, why I was like that, that's between me and God. The fact is I'm not like that now. The deal is, and I don't know if you brought me on this radio broadcast to tell you the truth or to try to, you know, but let me speak at least, because you got the right one today, okay? You put the right one on here.
You're right.
And what I'm saying to you, sir, is that if I've been with God this time and all the things I used to do, and if I go hang out with somebody that say, hey, Kim, come do this, that's more than seduction. That's bondage, okay? Because I'm in a place where ain't nobody going to pull me where I used to be. So I am not taking up, as a matter of fact, if you to find out the balance in my life, and I think that's what you may lack, some balance. The balance in my life is that I have a book called Clean Out Strong House.
Right, I want to talk about your book.
It has a chapter on women. If you want to know all this, it's about the spirit on Eve, the spirit on Delilah. So I did a whole chapter on demons that use women. Okay, so I'm not taking either side because I'm not called to minister to women or men. As a matter of fact, I minister to more men than I do women.
Right.
So the real issue is that the fall was about mankind, and I would say that Adam was seduced by woman, and guess what? If you want to read in my books, I talk about the most evil person, the most evil thing you could deal with is an evil woman. Now, I preach that. It's because of the enmity that God put between her and the devil, and it's called enmity. And in devil-worshipping kingdoms, women are the ones that they put in the front, on the front line, because they have a revelation of the enmity. Many carnal or unknowledged people in the body of Christ, especially a lot of men, they're afraid of women with power because they do not understand the enmity. God made it like that. He pit the woman against the devil. That's why women do so much warfare. That's why our churches are full of women. That's why women are the intercessors. And guess what? I just preached at Andre Crouch's anniversary.
Yeah.
And what I did was I called the men up on the front line. So what I think we need is we need the truth with balance, and we need somebody that's going to tell both sides. And I'm not trying to prove a point, and I pray that's not what you're trying to do.
Reverend,
we need to tell the truth.
Yeah, I want to ask about at least one of your books. There's you say that the devil hate women.
I say why the devil hate women. That's the chapter that I'm talking about.
Right, but in a line of it says that the devil hate women because he want to use them to save the world, that God want to use women to save the world. Is that why the devil hate women?
You know what? You are misquoting that, but you want me to say what it say, right?
Yeah, what is it that
God quote? Wants to use women, okay? And the thing about it is when you look into, when the Bible says, when you go to, in Jeremiah, it said, oh, how long will you be backslidden, you old backslidden daughter? It says God has created a new thing in the earth realm that a woman will surpass a man. Now, you're probably not going to put this scripture on this radio broadcast.
No, I'll put it on everything that you're saying.
That word surpass means not to rule over, but it means to surround. The Greek word, the Hebrew word is thobab. It means that on every side, no matter what you argue, God is using women. And he's going to use them.
Let me disagree with that. God has already laid out his order, and that order is women accepted to men. They're accepted to their fathers.
Can I tell you something? You're so limited.
Hold on. Let me finish. Hold on.
You're very limited.
Hold on. Let me finish. Hey.
There's no depth to
hey,
what
Reverend,
you're saying.
Hey, Reverend, let's dialogue okay? back and forward. Hold on. I'll let you respond, and I'll respond, and you respond. God has already laid out his spiritual order. And the woman is subject to the man. And if you look at the household, for an example, if the man is subject to the woman, then the man become weak or violent. The children become corrupt because that's the wrong order. And it's not until a man turn back to God and become the head of his wife and his children that you see peace in the home. And so God is never going, well, I don't know what God going to ever do, but God's plan is not to put the woman over the man. It doesn't work, and it would never work.
Now, did you hear me say that my husband was the head of my house?
Yeah, I did. I heard you say that.
Do you have a problem?
But this idea that...
I'm telling you that, right?
Right, but this idea that the devil... Hold on.
Let's go to the church. Are you telling me, and are you saying that a woman cannot head a church or ministry?
Amen. No, they can't.
Okay. Well, can I tell you something, brother? We just have to agree to disagree. And if you call me on that line because I do this, if you call me to interview me on this line because I'm that, then you have the right one. We just have to agree to disagree because I feel like you are in error for your teaching and your thoughts, just like you feel like I'm in error. And I bet you my fruit is greater than yours.
I want to talk to you about a whole bunch of things.
The world would disagree with you, sir, because I have men that lives are changed every day. And if I stood you up before a room of men that really needed to be helped, what you're preaching is not going to help them.
Reverend, I'll call you on the show to talk about a whole bunch of different things. It's just that.
Can I tell you something? I discern the spirit that you're operating by.
Reverend,
I discern the spirit that you're, and you got a chauvinist spirit. So if you want to talk over this airway, let's talk. So you need to be delivered from a male chauvinist spirit. And you got a one-sided perception of even the gospel of Jesus Christ because it's not limited to penis.
Reverend, I want to
understand what I'm saying.
Reverend, you keep mentioning the body parts. I haven't brought up body. I'm talking
the difference. That's what it's all about. That's why I'm mentioning that.
No, there's
the
a spiritual difference,
in
Reverend.
Me and a man, as far as because of spirit, there is no male or female in the spirit, sir.
What is the difference between a man and a woman?
The difference between a man minister and a woman minister is just what I just told you. He has a body that's like a man, and I have a body like a woman. I can have babies, and he can't. But when it comes to operating in the spirit realm and dealing with principalities, those principalities can care less about what you're saying, sir, because they only represent power. They only respect power and authority.
Well, if that's Reverend, I don't want to just harp on this subject. I want to move so many.
We can, but you know what? I'm going to go with you. And I'm going to love you, but I'm going to go with you, brother, because you got the right sister.
Let me just ask, and then one last question about women in the church. If it's true that women can head up churches as pastors, why are the churches so weak and falling apart?
Okay, let's go here. Why are there so many male preachers that are homosexuals in the pulpit?
That's a good question. I tell you how?
No.
Let me tell you why.
Let me tell you why. I'd rather sit under a woman preacher than to sit under a homosexual.
That's right.
And that is rampant, especially in the black church.
That's right.
So what you need to do a show, if you want to do one,
you know why that
we're following men that ain't following God.
Let me tell you why that is. Because they're coming from dominated homes where mother dominate the home.
And the kids. I pray for more homosexuals than you pray for. 99% of them were raped by men in the church. That is a lie from the pit of hell.
Pastor, that happens too.
It's only your opinion, sir.
Pastor, that happens too.
I can give you 100 young men that are gay now in the church. And I tell you, 99.9% were molested by deacons and bishops and preachers in the church.
Yes,
sir.
That happened too. But
in the no, not two. That's the listen. Can I tell you something? They're experts in area, and that's my area of expert. I'm not an expert in radio or whatever you're an expert in, but I deal with homosexuals and getting them set free every day.
Right, and you're right. But let me just say, I agree with you that many of them are being molested by black men and black women in their families and in their communities.
I'm not talking about family and communities. Listen to me.
Hold on. No, let me, Reverend, hold on.
We have records. Let me just say this. I'm not talking about families and communities. I'm talking about the preachers and the ones that I pray for.
Right.
Every day. Okay.
I believe you on that.
And around the world, me and my husband in private closed doors.
I know. I believe you on that. Hold on. 99%.
I didn't say the house. They were molested in the church,
right,
by bishops and deacons and preachers who are, and guess what? I'm praying for them.
Right.
I want the men to get up on the front line.
Let me say this to you, Reverend. Hold on. I agree with you. Black preachers, men and women, are raping black boys and girls.
But you keep throwing the women in there.
Because they're doing it too.
I'm telling you.
They're doing it too.
I ain't never talked to her, and it probably happening, but out of all the people, I ain't never talked to a young man that told me a woman raped him in the church. I'm just letting you know my
statistics. Well, it happens. This happened. But let me just say this. In answering your question, would I rather sit under a homosexual or a woman in the church? Neither. They're both the same to me. I would not sit under either.
Sir, can I tell you something?
But I want to ask you other questions.
You offend me to compare me to a homosexual.
No, I meant.
You know, I even question your authority as somebody to over this radio station to say something as bogus and slanderous as that.
What I meant was because, Reverend,
let me say this to you. You have just insulted me to say that somebody that's on their way to hell, that's doing homosexuality, that you put me in the same boat, sir. You need to get somebody else because I have no respect for you.
No,
let this be all over the airways that you know you have a problem, and the problem is you ain't never got no deliverance.
But you're not listening
and you
to
need
me.
To get some. I don't want to listen to you.
What okay? I'm telling
and what you gotta say.
What I'm telling
the wrong one.
What I'm telling you is that the results.
And if I was a woman listening to your radios, I would call and complain on you for what you just said.
But Reverend, you're not. What I'm saying is that the results would still be weak. I would still come out weak.
I'm glad you called me because
Hold on a minute, Reverend.
Just drop here. You don't call me on this radio station.
Hold on, Reverend. Hold on. 888.
Compare me to a homosexual.
I didn't compare you to a homosexual.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
The same, sir. Well, take your words back.
Hold on. 888-77-5373. Back in a moment. Okay, we are back. Pastor Kim Daniels is my guest, founder of Spoken Word Ministry and Kimberly Daniels Ministry.
No, Kimberly Daniels.
Oh, that's okay.
K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, Kimberly.
Okay, look like an L, Reverend. My producer look like an L. Kimberly Daniels Ministry International. Let me just say that about when I say that I wouldn't sit on a woman or homosexual because the results would be the same, and that I would be out of order as a man sitting on a woman or homosexual because they would not be able to guide me to God because of that weak nature of both.
Sir, you sound very weak. I mean, and I can't believe your immaturity to say that, you know, that I wouldn't be able, I could tell whoever you've been sitting under haven't guided you to God.
I want to talk to you about, you have a team of demon buster. What is that, and how do you bust demons?
Why are you speaking to me to ask me about demon busters? If you don't believe in sitting up on the woman, what is the purpose of your interview today?
Because there are people who do believe, and I read about you.
I'm called to minister to those who do believe.
Right, and those are the ones you can reach today.
Okay, exactly. But my point is this. As long as you, I don't mind going back and forth with you because guess what? It don't bother me. I don't mind that. But really, you know, I want it to be laid out as to, you know, even your motive. Why are we talking about demon busting right now? And me being a demon buster, having teams, and because you said out of order. Now I can't even be a woman preacher.
Okay? Right?
Are you saying women can't preach at all, or they can't be pastors? Could you clarify that?
Okay, it's a good question. I'm saying that God does not call women to preach, to head up churches. Because
okay,
he doesn't.
Can they evangelize?
I mean, women are supposed to be an example of a righteous woman, a woman that loves her father, loves her husband, loves what's right. And
okay, but
she
have
is
ever,
that.
Have you ever looked up the word virtue? I might need to get my concordance. Have you ever looked up virtuous woman? And guess what that word virtuous means? It means war worthy. I think you're limited, and, you know, that's good, because maybe we need to go. You're limited in your understanding. A virtuous woman, that word virtuous is kail in the Hebrew. It means war worthy, a woman that can do battle. That's what it actually means.
Well, it simply means a woman who loves what's right.
Just cook and clean, because guess what? I cook clean, and my house is straight, okay? Let me say that to you.
Right.
When any of my guest ministers and stuff come to my house,
uh-huh.
My house is straight. It's in order. And there are certain things as a woman that I like to do myself. Like, I cook very well, and my house is, like, clean and in order. And, you know, my husband don't even wash a dish, okay? And I travel around the world.
But, Reverend, I'm just telling
you. Let me say that to you. But that doesn't mean anything. That's how we choose to do it.
Right.
That's how we choose to do it. And I just let you say, all you've thought about and you're talking about weak men and confused. Sir, you are so wrong in even saying that. Because you just ran into some folk that was like that. But God want to introduce you to the other side of that.
Reverend.
See, you trying to win people out there, but you need to be won.
Let me ask you a question. All I'm telling you is that I, Jesse Peterson, can see that a woman should never be the head of a man.
And guess what?
It's out of order.
Line, sir.
Because it's not in a woman nature to handle that kind of pressure. It's not given to her by God. Now, you believe something differently, and you have a right to believe that. I'm not holding that against you. I'm not upset at you.
Well, I agree with that, too.
Yeah, I'm just saying that it's out of order.
Yeah, but you know what? You better say the right thing with me while we're on this radio. Don't be telling me that you agree with me, and I mean that me and a homosexual ain't no different. I'm sorry. You need to. That
I,
is
No, I said that.
Your opinion. That's offensive, sir. Now,
let me clear that up. I want to clear that up because
that's what you said. You can't clear that up.
I said that I would not sit on a woman or a homosexual.
Said, no, you changed it.
Because
it's the same thing to me.
Right.
Said it's the same thing to me.
Meaning that as a man, sitting on either one of those is not going to build me up as a man. It will hurt me rather than do good.
No,
for
you
me.
Just did the same thing that man did to those black girls.
What's
when
that?
He called them those names.
Nappy-headed hoes.
The same way that offended them, that should offend a woman of what you said in comparing a woman of God. I mean, and if you're wrong, sir, you touching the anointing. That's what I'm going to let you know that. If you know, that's, you're all right to have your opinion, but if you are wrong.
But I'm not wrong, knowing that I would not.
The anointing of God.
Reverend, I am not wrong.
You may not be, because you know that's your opinion and mine.
Right.
But if you are wrong, the statement that you just made could bring something down on your head, sir, if you are wrong.
Reverend.
Because if God has called women, and you sitting up saying something like that, the God you say you serve, he's not going to be pleased with you.
Reverend, take my word. God is not upset that I won't sit.
You don't even know God like that. You can't. I can't take your word.
But listen, God is not upset that I won't sit in a church under a woman or a homosexual.
No, that's fine. Now, you know I don't have no problem with that, okay?
Right,
I deal with that all the time.
Right.
I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with what you said. I'm not talking about what you do. That's your life. But what you just said to me is a different thing.
But you keep saying that, we're going back and forth, and I don't want to do that, but you keep saying
that. I'm just letting you know, you need to straighten that. You need to apologize to women. We're going back and forth because we don't need to go no further.
Let me talk.
What you said was very bad against women.
Let's move forward, Reverend, because it's clear, and I understand it, women have a problem with.
But you can't say that you apologize for what you say.
But I haven't said anything that I need to apologize
okay, yeah,
for.
Yeah, you do. You say, I'm just letting you know. We can move on, but you owe women an apology.
Because I won't sit under them?
Despite your strong opinion, you owe women an apology.
Let me ask a question.
For comparing them to homosexuals.
I did not compare them to homosexuals.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
They are the same.
Reverend, let's move forward. Let me ask, would you agree with me that within the black community, not all, but most of the households or homes are headed by black women? Would you?
Yeah, and can I tell you why?
Right. No, I'm going to ask you why, but I just want to ask my question, then I'll let you ask.
I don't know, because I haven't done survey on that, but I do know about what God told me about the Willie Lynch theory.
Right.
About slavery.
No, but let me tell you. Let me ask my question.
And how the rules were changed.
You're not letting me ask my question. So you agree that most of the household...
No, I do not agree. I don't know that.
Okay, I'm telling you that they are. I'm telling you that they are.
Okay, but I'm just saying that
my
that's
question,
another one of your opinions.
Let me ask
know.
My question. My question is, it is true, 70% of black babies are born to single women. You know that?
Okay. If that's statistics,
right.
Then fine, yeah.
Okay. These boys and girls are raised by women, and the results are they are ended up in jail, on drugs, homosexuals. The men are weak. They don't want to work. They have the attitude of women. They wear ponytails,
they have women.
Attitudes, you know, that angry attitude of the black woman.
A women attitude.
I'm sorry?
So angry don't come from the devil. Anger come from women.
Well, it comes from the nature of the devil, but through the mother to the children.
Oh, sir, you are the most. You really mixed up.
It,
go ahead.
So
go ahead.
So it is true that these women are raising these children with this attitude, and the kids are becoming like the mothers. If it was God's order that the woman be in charge like that, why don't we see better children being produced?
Can I tell you that I agree that I don't agree with you, but I agree because I just don't agree with your spirit, and it's hard for me to fake it. I don't agree with your spirit. But I do agree that we have a problem in African-American families, and I think it goes back to a spiritual thing that happened in slavery with the Willie Lynch theory. But all of that is combated by the word of God, the blood of Jesus, and all that we go to church for today. I believe that God is establishing an order in the earth realm, and not just an order in the house, but an order in the church. There needs to be an establishment of order with apostles and prophets. You know, not just by male and female, but by fivefold ministry gifts that need to get in place. And I'm telling you that a lot of our houses are suffering a lack of order because of the lack of order in the church. And we have the people in houses when I know that God starts at the house.
God starts in the home first.
That's what I'm saying to you. But listen to this. The reciprocal effect is when the problems are in the home and we don't have churches that can deal with them, it makes it worse.
But let me ask then, if the man was a righteous man and guided his wife and children in the right way to go.
Your definition of righteousness is like
hold
woman
on.
Being submitted to him.
Hold on.
Right?
And then if a man was righteous and the woman followed her husband and the children did, wouldn't we have better churches as well?
First of all, let's get to the fact that the reason why a lot of these women are single is because of bad fathers. It's
right.
Because the men ran away. Wait a minute. You trying to tell me that all these women want to be single?
No.
You know, they're being raised by single parents.
Right.
By single woman because of the problem in men, okay?
Right. And
so,
that problem
so the
is...
the thing about it is we need to really get down to the root of the problem. I think every man, men and women, you can't do it by gender, okay? Men and women, both alike, need to give their lives to God and get up under the order of God, which I do not agree is your order.
You don't believe that it's God and Christ, Christ and man?
No, no, no. See,
man over woman and woman over
you
children?
Just like, I just left Capitol Hill, and you know, you sound like the politicians that I left up there. You take one statement, it is more to this than one statement, and you're not going to pin me down like that. Now, I
Reverend,
told you, either you're going to let me expound on it, or I'm not going to answer you.
But, Reverend, you're going to...
Let me say this. I'm not a reverend. I'm an apostle. If you address me as apostle, or either call me Kim. I don't even like the name reverend.
Oh, okay. Apostle, you're moving too fast for me, and we're not dialoguing back and forth.
Well, you're moving right along with me, and you're getting what you deserve when you call me. You're getting just what you needed.
Let's go back to the home situation. The anger of the children is that of the mother. And the mothers are angry because the fathers are not there. And the reason the fathers are not there is because their mothers screwed them up when they were little kids. And, you know, by
the
being so...
not there is because their mother screwed them up?
Yeah, they became so... a lot of mothers are either too submissive or weak with the kids or too dominating.
But
and the kids become...
But the men were all right.
Right, I'm about to explain. I'm going to let you respond. I will. Just hold on. And so... the mothers take out their anger on the children become angry at the mother and take on the identity of the mother. And so when these boys grow up, because they resent their mothers, you're attracted to what you hate. They end up with women who are just like mama. And so they can't handle their woman, so they end up getting pregnant and walking away because they can't handle the anger in the woman that they are now attracted to. And that's why they don't stand at home with the women.
And okay, that's your side of it. Okay, now let me say this to you. I was a little girl who had a baby, I had two abortions. I had an abortion at in the 10th grade. I was pregnant by the 12th grade, okay, with the son who I have now, Michael. Okay, I raised him as a single mother,
right.
All right, a street woman. I don't ever remember being angry. Everybody ain't angry. And let me say this to you. That little boy now is 28 years old. He plays for the New York Giants. And he is an idol. I mean, he is a model child.
What's his name?
Now, wait a minute. Let me say this to you. So what you're saying is not always the case.
Well, I didn't say all.
And I may have been in the situation that I may have been in, but Jesus intervened in my life. And I'm telling you, the answer to everything you saying and I'm saying, whether we agree or not, is, you know, ain't no sense in intellectualizing it or debating it if you ain't got no power over it. How many families have you cast demons out and got free? That's my point. That's what I do. I get to see families change around. I have homeless guys that were on the streets that are taking care of their families, heading their households. The women are in ministry. Everybody's doing their part, and God is blessing them. I can go back and forth with you, but all I can tell you is the proof is in the pudding.
And I'll let you do that. Hold on.
To you
hold on one minute,
things
Reverend.
You are saying, if you
Apostle.
Let me finish talking.
Yeah, hold on. Let me take a quick break. I'll let you finish. I'm not stopping you. Hold on. 888-77-JESSE. Apostle Kim Daniels is my guest. We're going to tell you how to get in contact with her. We're winding down this last hour real fast. Back in a moment. 773-888-7753-773. Jesse Lee Peterson is here. You still have time to speak with Apostle Kim Daniels. I know there are people on the line, so I am going to take some calls. I haven't really gotten to half of the questions I'd like to ask the apostle.
I can come back again.
Okay, yeah, we're going to have you back, believe me. But because I want to talk much more about Christ and how people find Christ and, you know, what do you do to get them to accept him, and we just haven't had the time to get into it. But let's take some calls, and then we'll come back and see what we can finish up on, okay? 888-775-3773. Jesse Lee Peterson is here. Apostle Kim Daniels. Let's go to line one here. Thank you for calling. You're on the air. What's your name? Your first name?
Raymond.
All right, Raymond, you're on the air with Apostle Kim Daniels.
Yeah, I have a question for the apostle. In Jesus' day, there were plenty of men and women around that could possibly help out in ministry. And I want to know, why is it that Jesus chose 12 apostles and every single one of them was a man?
Oh, I don't know that, but I know he said in the last days he was going to pour out his spirit on all flesh. And we're just not limited to that. And Jesus had a lot of women that traveled with him. You got to understand the day and time that the Lord was in. And even in the time when it says women be silent in the church, that scripture has been so misinterpreted, because he wouldn't say women be silent in the church and then say my handmaidens will prophesy. So it's all about discernment and interpretation. And I don't, like I said, I don't agree with the fact that God only calls women. Calls men, so I'm going to say that again. Thank you, sir.
You were saying at a time in Jesus' day, there were
women.
It
was a different time. Women couldn't even vote. They were considered property, even up into like the early 1900s and stuff like that.
So it was
really in a day and time. It was in the culture, not so much as, you know, you have to deal with everything. You have to deal with it biblically. You have to deal with it historically. You have to deal with it culturally. But there's too much in the Bible that proves that God used women. Paul had female apostles that traveled with him. So the Bible is not conflicting. I think the way we think is conflicting and our interpretation is conflicting.
Well,
and
so
that's
my
answer to that.
If they taught, if women were property, then Jesus treated women as property too.
No, I'm saying in the 20s. I say all the way up to like the 1900s or something like that.
Well, I'm saying in Jesus' day, if you're saying that he didn't have them as apostles because they were property.
No, they were. Paul had apostles, and there were pastors, and if you look in the New Testament, there were female pastors and apostles.
But Paul said there's not supposed to be any women.
No, that's not what he said. And like I said, that's a matter of interpretation, sir.
It's in the Bible like that.
No, what interpretation are you reading?
You know, the Bible has to be interpreted. And guess what? It's all about doctrine. Do you understand what I'm saying? The interpretation of the Bible.
Which interpretation?
So you can't just look at the Bible. And that's the problem, probably, with what you guys are saying to me. You're just looking on the surface. And you really need to get an understanding of what God is saying. That's why they have concordances, and that's why they have commentaries. Because, you know, I can look at one scripture and say one thing, and you say another. But you can't deny some scriptures that are in there that support women in ministry. And another thing you can't deny is how God is using women in ministries.
So, Apostle, you have a version of the Bible that says that Paul had women as ministers?
No, I don't have a version of the Bible. I tell you what, sir, you call my office and give them to me. I have a scripture that says that he had a female apostle, okay? I have scriptures that says that there were female pastors.
What scripture is
that? Listen, I don't have it on me right now,
okay.
And I'm not going to go into that. I'm saying call my office and I'll give it to you.
They don't exist.
No, they do exist. You think I'm lying? Okay, they do exist. And even all the way back in Moses' time, the daughters of Zelophehad, you know, Moses told them to give the women their inheritance. It was a cultural thing. So the bottom line is, I've answered your question.
Caller, I appreciate you, caller. Do you have a final question, caller?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. 888-775-3773. I want to be fair to you, Apostle, and allow you a chance to give out your website or phone number where people may get in contact with you.
Yeah, but you know what? Have that guy to call my office, and I'll.
Okay, what's
that?
Just
don't walk around with the Bible in my head like that.
What's that number?
I'm not a scripture debater.
What the number you want to give out for people to call you?
Okay, they can call 904-358-5001, and I will get the names. I will get the name of the female apostle and the pastors, and then some of the words that are used in the Bible may say one. It says one thing, but when you go to the Greek, it says pastor or shepherd.
Let me
and so I'll even give it to you, sir. Okay.
Let me
after we get off the line, let's ask some more questions.
Apostle, let me ask. 80% of Black Americans say that they believe in God. They believe 80% according to all the stats, and yet most Blacks are suffering not because of racism, but the lack of moral character. Most Blacks are immoral. How can they believe in God and still be an immoral people?
I don't understand your question.
It's
one thing in believing in God. I guess that's the answer. One thing believing in God and being in God. You know, I mean, most people, when I was a whore, I believed in God. So it's a difference in believing in God and being in God.
Meaning that you believed about him, but you didn't really believe in him.
Well, no, I believed in God, but I wasn't in God. You know, I believed that there was a God. You know, I knew that the things that I was doing wasn't right. I had some slight sense of that. You
right.
know? I mean, when you smoke and crack and do, you know it ain't right.
That's
you know,
right.
Even from your family upbringing. And, you know, you knew God didn't like that. So I believed in God. I believed that he existed, but I was not in God. It's in him that we live and move and have our very own being.
And so now that you are in him, do you still sin?
What do you mean, do I still sin?
Do you sin now as a result of being in God?
Well, you know what? We all fall short of the glory. But, you know, I don't think we have to be bound by sin.
Right.
But we were born into sin. And the Bible says we're a new creature in Christ Jesus. You know, when we become a new creature in Christ Jesus, old things are passed away and all things become new. Now, there's several different words. Just like I was telling you about the interpretation of the Bible.
Right.
You know, there are probably about 5 or 6 meanings of the word new in the New Testament. Like it talks about the new bottle, the new cloth, and it talks about the new wine. The new wine represents an age, okay? And
my question, because of time, I'm asking, you didn't give me a yes or no, if you still sin as a apostle, a woman
of
God.
Well, I'm not going to give you no yes or no. That ain't no yes or no question. You ask another one.
You either sin or you
don't. That's not a yes or no question. I told you that one time.
You either sin or you don't.
No. It's just not like that. It is not, I am sorry. That's how you live, and I don't live like that.
But God said,
"Boom, bam, thank you, ma'am." You don't set people up by just saying bam and don't explain it. So,
but in the Bible,
if I have time to explain it, then I won't answer that question.
Okay, maybe I'll give you time to explain this. In the Bible, it says that if a man says,
"Do you have time for me to explain?" Or not?
Yeah,
I'm really getting frustrated here with you, sir.
I know. Hold on.
I'm probably about going in and seeing now because you know me and you gonna be tight friends, but you're getting on my nerves right now. We're gonna be tight, but I'm telling you something. I'm a real sister.
I can tell.
I'm gonna get on this radio broadcast and play with you.
You are real. Let me ask this. In the Bible, it says that if a man or woman says that he or she is born of God, and they still sin, they are a lie and the truth is not in them. For this reason, Christ came that he may set them free from sin, because sin is of the devil. And if you sin, you're of your father, the devil. So I know a lot of people say that they are Christians, and yet they're still sinning. So I'm asking you, if you still sin as the apostle.
Do I sin as the apostle?
Now that you believe in God,
I believe in God.
Do you still sin?
If I would have to say I think bad thoughts, yes, I sin.
So you still sin.
Okay, let me break it down to you. Do I sleep with men and smoke crack and undermine and steal and cheat and lie and operate in all these things? No, I don't.
Are you a prideful woman?
I have to repent of my sins when I may think wrong thoughts. And you know what, sir? My husband just walked in the door. Would you want to speak to him about a woman not being able to come over a man?
I would love to, but we're out of time.
Next time, bring my husband back on.
Yes.
Because that's the brother you need to talk to.
I would love to.
Because I'm telling you something. You tell all the brothers to get ready, and they'll see what a real man of God is. A real man of God can get up under a real woman of God, okay, in ministry and still run his house and everything be in order.
What's your husband's first name?
My husband's name is Ardell.
Ardell. Okay, we'll definitely have him on.
Okay, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
And men from around the world, famous and to the streets, call my husband for prayer.
Oh,
that's
good.
All my husband do all day long. He has a men's ministry.
Right.
So, you know, it's something that a powerful men's ministry like that can come out of a man whose woman is a pastor.
But I, you know, again, I would never do it. And I would recommend,
what you would do. Okay?
Hold on. I would recommend any man sit on a woman, because I can see what the women have done in the homes to men.
Well, can I say this to all the women out there listening? Don't listen to this guy, because he definitely don't know what he's talking about. Actually, it sounds like he done bumped his head. I love him, but he's full of it, okay? And all this stuff he's saying, I'm telling you, it's erroneous. I encourage you women of God out there that everybody got their opinions, but it don't have nothing to do with the Word of God. He didn't even have nobody to call in, because I know a lot of you out there agree with me.
Pastor,
I know you. A lot of you out there agree with me. You have to
tell the people
that's how God is flowing.
Tell the people
so we
how
we get no callers that agree with me. We just only got some more male chauvinists that's called in. But anyway,
how come? Why is it that when men disagree with women, all of a sudden they're male chauvinists?
No. It's not. You're not disagreeing with me. You're disagreeing with heaven. You're
no.
not disagreeing with woman.
I'm in line with heaven.
With
you disagree.
God has called women. And there's nothing that you could do about it to change it. You can get a ministry, you can get a radio broadcast, but you can't stop that enmity that I told you about. You can't stop that.
Apostle, tell people again how to get in contact with you.
904-358-5001 or call me at KimberlyDaniels.com.
KimberlyDaniels.com. I appreciate you coming on. It's been very interesting.
And
I'm gonna,
call me back. I sure will come back, okay?
I will. I'm going to have you and your husband back, and I appreciate it, all right?
All right. God bless you.
And God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Wow. I have ringing in my ear. Man, that was Kimberly, Apostle Kim Daniels, founder of Spoken Word Ministry. Revealing the lies so you can see the truth. I want to hear from you. Email address at bondinfo.org, bond@bondinfo.org. If you have comments about the show, criticism of the show, you'd like to be a guest on the show, or you know someone that you would like to have as a guest on the Jesse Lee Peterson show, just call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND, and ask for my producer, Malcolm Brooks, and he gets you on. He'll hear you out and get you on. And so tell people about the show. If you're not listening or can't hear it by radio in your area, call the local station and ask them to pick up Jesse Lee Peterson's show. All they do is plug in nowadays, and we're on. We're rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am committed, folks, to rebuilding men. Men, helping them to overcome anger, you know, be right and treat people the way that a man should treat a person, work, take care of their families, be responsible. But love what's right with all your heart, soul, and might. When you love what's right, you cannot go wrong. Thank you so much. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Have a good evening.